A very good morning to you. My name is Nick Moosebatson and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date Tuesday the 17th of November. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sports live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say here, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Today's guest list, in no particular order, Zach Mir, Alan Green, Richard Hunter, David Buick, Ryan Littlestone, Mark Oswald, Neil McKinnon, Darren Sinden, John Walsh, Connor Campbell and Mark the Couch Winstanley for your horse racing tip. Right, let's kick off. We've got Alan Green, CEO for Brand Communications. Morning to you, Alan.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
All living the dream. And good. Zach Mir from Zach's Trader Cafe. Just before we go through, thoughts of the day, Zach?
I set the alarm for 4 o'clock this morning. I woke up at 7:32.
Right.
So I'm really refreshed and everything.
Raring to go,
yes.
Alan, thought of the day?
Walk the dogs before I got on the train.
Right. Okay. So
you haven't got anything serious this morning, have you?
Extraordinary behaviour. Right. Let's kick off with a whole host of slides. Let's kick off with the Tip TV Finance app. Get the latest tips first. Download from the App Store. So that's Tip TV in the 21st century. Let's move on to the broker forecasts. Zach, you chose Standard Chartered, Royal Mail, Tesco's. A couple of headlines on the fundamentals on each of these, please.
Really helpful to come up with underperform after the shares have like halved over the last 6 months from Jefferies. So thank you for that. You are right. It may continue to underperform. The share price target down to £4 from £6. It's a play, I suppose, actually, on the emerging markets more than anything else at the moment. And for me, with dollar strength still prevailing, at least until the interest rate situation is sorted out in December, Standard Chartered is probably a sell until that time, with any rallies, which there might be, an opportunity to sell into strength.
Royal Mail?
Royal Mail, putting on my fundamental hat here. Apparently, the shares are trading on 10 times earnings and have a yield of 4.65%, which makes them good value.
So this week, I believe.
So yes, exactly. So overweight is the stance, which I would agree with. The only situation, which is a bit strange, though, is I think the government have been or still are selling shares in a company which is a high value situation, which is not very good for the taxpayer.
In terms of Tesco's, Alan, a couple of lines on Tesco's.
Well, Tesco's, of course, Dave Lewis, a couple of weeks ago, came out with a statement on toxic taxes. The business rates were punitive to the supermarkets, and that really weighed on Tesco's share price, although I'm glad to see this morning there's a real blip. So it's Tesco still has 28% market share. It's the biggest player. It's got all these garage forecourts. So there's everything to play for, and I think they will take on Aldi and Lidl and beat them at their own game.
Understood. Let's have a quick look at the charts on these, Zach. Standard Chartered.
Yeah, you don't see it on here, but the RSI is very, very oversold. I think it's right below 30. There's a possibility of at least a rally back towards that old low that we saw in 620 or so, and that again would, you know, according to charting rules, would be a selling opportunity, really rather than anything else.
Understood. Royal Mail.
Royal Mail, decent consolidation here towards 440, so double bounce there, and that also ties in with April support as well. So
It's a key chart point.
If the shares aren't overvalued at the moment and the government can lay off selling whatever it's got left, there may be an opportunity for a small run up towards 470.
Yeah. Understood. And Tesco's?
Well, not very nice. What isn't nice here is you had the gap up there in September and the gap down now in November. That's an island top, which suggests that at the very least you'd be looking to buy towards the lows rather than chasing the shares at this level. So, I mean, this is also quite horrific given that you had the gap down there before. And really, after all drastic Dave's action, which hasn't been drastic enough, this just gives the impression of, you know, they're swimming against the tide here on all fronts, aren't they?
Yeah, but we've tested that 156 level, haven't we, twice? So, I mean, I'm inclined to agree with you. I think if it dips down to anything below 164, has got to be a
score. Yeah, I mean, I think you're happy to buy at the lows, but you aren't happy to have them to buy.
Right, let's move on. We've got tons to get through, chaps. Let's go to Omkar Gobol at FX Street. His thoughts of the day. Treasury is ready for liftoff. US CPI ahead. The Bank of America Merrill Lynch Move Index dropped 67, least since December 26th. Indicates uncertainty regarding Fed policy no longer exists. Market ready for December liftoff. US CPI weak figure could be a non-event. New Zealand US dollar risks falling to 63.70 on strong US core CPI. Again, a nice trend channel there being highlighted for your consideration. Right, what's trending? Marriott, Starwood. Marriott to buy Starwood to create world's biggest hotel chain. So this M&A continues. Japan, recession stirs debate over the benefits of the Abenomics. Yeah. Eurozone, Greece. Greece reaches new deals with lenders on reform, unlocks stall aid. So that's got to be good news. Let's move on. Tip TV's top tweets. A combined Marriott Starwood, just some statistics here, would have 1.1 million rooms, 30 brands, pro forma fee rev of $2.7 billion, and 200 million cost savings in year two. So,
it's a good time to look at shares of Intercontinental.
So we'll come back to that.
Yes.
Tip TV top tweets. Greece and lenders reached deal for the release of $2 billion tranche and $10 billion for bank recap. But details on NPL management still need to be ironed out. Sentiment by StockTwits.com. Gents, bullish and bearish percent, more of a retail think tank here. Anything to say on this one?
Well, I suppose there's two things. Sterling or cable, 68% bearish, sort of probably means it's a buy, unfortunately. Yeah. And although it's interesting, the latest CPI numbers down again with deflation again, 0.1% negative on that. So that will feed into cable as well. And then obviously the DAX, 70% bearish, rose like a homesick angel yesterday. So that, at the moment, that looks as though that may be wrong too.
Okay, let's move on now to some live charting. Let's kick off, if we can, with EasyJet, EZJ. One line on the charts, please, Zach.
Trading either side of the 200-day moving average, I suppose you've got to say that's mildly favourable at the moment.
OK, a couple of words on the macro on that.
EasyJet's great results this morning. Revenue's up 3.5%, pre-tax up 18%, dividend up 21%, so shareholders will be delighted. But, you know, the share's taken a dip this morning. You know, a lot of expectation in there, so...
Obviously, tourism stocks have been hit...
Of course, after the dreadful events last week, yeah.
OK, let's have a look at British Land.
Gap to the upside. So, in a trading range, 8 to 8 to 80 at the moment.
A couple of words on loan, Alan.
Again, we mentioned these this morning. British Land revenues, the net asset value is up 7.5% to 891p. So that's there's obviously some way to go on the chart still for that. Pre-tax up 10% to 171 million. So that's a good result from them today. And a bullish outlook from the CEO as well.
OK, let's have a look at Bodycote. See, they're up 10% this morning.
It looks like they may have caught the bears on the hop with this one. Gap to the upside after a new low for the year, below 500 pence. This bullish divergence line here from September there. So there could be some more mileage in this, maybe back towards 550, 570, the October peak.
Smiths.
Interesting. Same chart practically, but this wrong footing move back towards the low of the year and then up again. I like this also at the moment because they do make the machinery for airports, security. Which scans, yes, security scanning machinery. So they may be back in vogue, and I think it's you know, this could be a bit of an opportunity.
I don't think the update was particularly good this morning, though, was it?
But it doesn't matter if that's
sure,
the case.
Sure, yeah.
WPP.
Looking quite interesting. Gap above the 200-day moving average, 1474. We had that little bear trap below it, down to 450, 1450. So above 1450, looking for a return towards the highs.
Okay, AstraZeneca.
Looking more sprightly. I think they've got the sort of they're trying to make an acquisition there. The market seems to like this idea. Perhaps back towards the 46, 47 pounds area if we can break this 200-day average at 43.52.
And Taylor Wimpey.
Bounced one of my favourite signals there, the sort of the double bear trap from below the 200-day average, 179. So that's quite a strong signal and could take the shares back towards £2 while we're above the 200-day.
Well, also, I sold out at 177p, so it's guaranteed to go higher now.
You don't sell just below the 200-day average.
Three small caps, BEM.
Beowulf Mining. basically nice rising trend channel there. Amazing that a mining stock's looking so sprightly there. Looking for 5p while we're above 3p.
MSMN.
Stock that I've liked, but every time I like it too much, they have a placing and the shares go down. But they can stop delivering placings and the shares break the 20-day average at 4.18p. We could get back towards the 6p.
And finally, MOS.
Mobile streams, the novelty chart here. As you can see, there was a massive spike here in October. Looks like we've got support here towards 12p, which is the bottom of the range, and resistance towards 24p. You can work out what the implication is.
Thank you for that, gents. Right, just to wrap up, FTSE sort of 62.50. Is this getting a Christmas rally?
I think it's the Christmas rally. We had a sort of a higher low put in place after the shock of Friday's news. That looks as though that would have sort of stopped out the weak hands there. And normally the second half of November is the start of the Christmas rally going into Thanksgiving. So it sort of looks as though it's about time to go for that Santa rally.
Gents, thank you very much for that. Let's take a first break.